America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
High slot, Bowen holds it. McLeod tries to center it, far post scores! The Sabres within one with 101 remaining on the clock.
All right, welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR. I am live at Batavia Downs here for the Legends and Stars Memorabilia Show, which, of course, today goes from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Kids 12 and under, free admission for all. There's $10, but you are paid back in $10 in free play on the gaming floor. I'm Nate Geary, and on the Western Hotline is Paul Hamilton. Paul, good morning to you, sir. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you today?
I'm well. You know, I think we were doing our fantasy draft, and we were talking about how we never get to do this anymore because I don't do Sports Talk Saturday anymore. So you were the first person I thought of, and I called. How about that for you, Paul?
I'm honored. I'm honored to be here.
Well, I'm honored to have you, Paul. Let's start with last night's game before we talk about tonight's tilt in Detroit, and obviously a 4-3 loss last night to the Islanders, Paul, especially a shorthanded Islanders team. I want to start first with goaltending. Obviously, the back-to-back, Devon Levi gets the start last night and has kind of continued, maybe struggling is maybe not the right word, but four goals and a couple of saves you'd really like to see him make. And right now, they're not getting the same level of goaltending they got towards the end of last year that, you know, they were getting on that run towards trying to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, it hasn't been the same, but Levi's kind of far down on my list about what happened last night.
Sure, I agree.
They basically hung him out. I mean, on the breakaway, he actually got a piece of Horvat's play. Would you like him to make a save there? You would hope maybe he could bail you out there. He almost did. The play where, you know, they undressed Clifton after the turnover by Greenway and cut to the middle by Siplikoff and he opened his legs coming across on that one. But again, these aren't easy saves we're talking about. You're hoping for a big save there. And throughout the game, he had made some big saves for them. Mm-hmm. This was just complete. They basically handed them four goals. This was going into the game the worst scoring team in the National Hockey League, missing two of their offensive players because of injury. And this is a problem that has been a problem for this organization for I can't tell you how long. They are just oblivious. They have no idea what's going on around them sometimes, and it's mind-boggling. I mean, the goal they didn't score when it was still 0-0 early in the game, Power's coming back, just kind of coming back. He had no idea. I think it was Anders Lee, just blew right by him. And wound up, you know, getting a rebound for a wide open chance. There was a big save right there, and it was right off the bat that Levi made. And Power was just oblivious to the fact that somebody was coming down and beat him to the puck. I watched them. They had no idea Horvat had gotten behind them for the breakaway goal. None. No Sabre on the ice had any idea he had gotten behind them. They are just so unaware of what's going on around them. The power play goal, tic-tac-toe, guy wide open for a layup. Again, nobody on the penalty kill had any idea that this guy's standing in front of the net all by himself. And it's just it is mental mistakes that they make, and it continues. They made them for Don Granato. They made them for Phil Housley. They made them for – now they're making them for Lindy Ruff, and it is frustrating him. I could tell at the press conference last night, you know, he's just saying, I got to get these guys, to get over these mistakes. You know, here we are talking about winning battles again.
Yeah.
That's an individual thing. He goes, well, it was one and done. You just go in and lost the battle, and that's that. And he said he thought he had player in 50-50 battles that have to be better. Well, where have I heard that before? All last year.
Every year. Right. Yeah.
All last year. How they're not hard enough on battles. How they're, the whole thing. It's all rearing its ugly head again. There have been games they've played very well. I didn't get too riled up when they lost to the defending Stanley Cup champions. They still were 4-2-1 in their last seven games. The Detroit game they won, it wasn't a great game for them, but they figured out a way to win it. But this one is just inexcusable. You let the lowest scoring team in the league without two their offensive guys score four goals on you. They played about half the game with four defensemen because two got injured. So how do you beat a team that's playing with four defensemen? You get the puck in and you keep pounding on their D. You just keep on them. You just relentlessly make them keep going back for the puck. Keep going back for the puck. Get in there and compete with them. That's how you tire out four defensemen. I didn't think their defensemen looked all that tired, to be quite honest with you, by the end of the game. And they played half the game with 4D.
Yeah.
You know the Islanders are going to block shots, and that particularly had Lindy Ruff frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, he used McLeod as the example on the goal where the 6-on-5 goal that they scored after they had pulled Levi. And he goes, that's what you have to do. He goes, it's not taking bomb one-timers. Or he goes, and you know they're going to take Thompson away. You know they're going to take Darlene's shot line away. So you don't just keep bearing it into their shin pads. You know, he goes, you get the puck to the around the net and get it to start rattling around just like it did there. You get people to the crease just like you did there. Power was in the crease. It took two kicks at the can to get it, but he did it. That's how you score against a team that's going to block shots. I mean, did you realize they had 73 shot attempts last night and 23
crazy.
Of them were blocked?
Jeez. Yeah,
I mean, 73 shot attempts and 23 of them were blocked. They're also very good at missing the net. You know,
I saw the stat too, Paul. To that point, they're like 26th in the NHL in terms of shot distance, like shots from how far off of the net that they are. So yeah, I mean, if you're shooting the puck from far away, you have less likelihood of hitting the net. They've got to get closer to have better quality scoring chances. And like you also mentioned the winning the battles and talking about McLeod, right? And McLeod's doing the things that Lindy needs these forwards to do. And Jason Zucker yesterday, like these are veterans that have come in from other organizations. They seem to be the ones that are walking in knowing what to do, Paul, and yet it's the core of these youth, it's the youth and the guys that have been here that seemingly still, to your point, seem to not really get it.
And I say this seriously. Can you imagine what Zucker's thinking right now? He's like, what is this?
Yeah.
You know,
the same thing that Byram did when he came in off of the trade last year, right?
He has to look around. I mean, he sees the team's down, so he gets in a fight, you know, and tries to fire up the crowd, which he did, and tries to fire up his team. You see him around the net. Why has he been scoring goals recently and getting points? Guess where he is, where goals are scored. You know, watch him compete. You know, and he's got to be looking around going, what did I get myself into here?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, because he's a kind of alone in this as far as that goes. Not all the time. I mean, there are times like against Dallas, against Los Angeles. There are times they do play the way they're supposed to, just like they did last year with Granato. There were times where they did what he asked, and then they would win. But there weren't enough of them. They do it on a semi-regular basis. They're like part-timers. You know, they're not the full-time employee. They're the part-time employees. Where, yeah, they're there sometimes, and sometimes they're not. And I can't tell you if Lindy Ruff is going to get him out of this. I haven't seen a coach that's been able to yet. I don't know if he's going to be able
anyways.
To. Yeah. Yeah. Don't know if he. And if he can't, they are in deep
yes.
trouble because they have made their decisions on their core. And they have locked up their core to contracts that are right now are untradeable. You can't trade these contracts because they're underachieving in them right now. Again, I'm not saying this is never going to happen, but I'm going by what I've seen for the past 1, 2, 3 years with this group. It's the same thing over and over and over again where they make you think that maybe they're snapping out of it, and then they go right back into it again.
Yep.
Last night was absolutely inexcusable. That is an unacceptable game, an unacceptable effort. Especially coming off a loss to the Stanley Cup champions. And in my mind, you got three guys who are ready to play, and Kulik, Bryson, and Gilbert better be in the lineup tonight because there's some guys that need to be sitting.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Don't disagree with that. Paul Hamilton here on the Western Highland. Let's talk, Paul, and maybe give me your thoughts on Dylan Cousins. Lindy finally makes the move to put him on a wing. Your thoughts, obviously gets a goal yesterday, his first of the season. Thoughts on, how he played and what he looked like on the wing compared to at the pivot position?
No different. He scored on the power play. And credit, he was around the net where he should have been.
Yep.
And that's where you score goals. I mean, Buffalo's goals were the types of goals they need to score. They were right around the crease. You know, the tip in by Zucker, the goal by Power, who basically was in the crease, and they had two guys going to that, including Cousins, and that's why they scored in the power play. But as far as 5-on-5, no, I didn't see any difference at all, and it didn't matter. And by the end of the night, he was back centering, and they had moved to Paterka and Quinn on his wings, trying to get back to what that was. Last year, see if that would fire up those guys. So, it didn't, for what was it, 2/3 of a game, it didn't look any real different to me, no.
Let me ask you, though, Paul, because it is not just Cousins that's starting the season very difficult. You think about a guy like Jack Quinn, who in spurts last year in between multiple injuries looked like a player that, had he been there all 82 games, could have been a real threat for this team, a guy that could score 30 goals. And, he comes in off of an offseason where presumably he's healthy. He is not dealing with an injury where he's not playing until November, December. And yet his slow start, and it coincides with Dylan Cousins' slow start. How do you, if you're Lindy Ruff, get those guys going? Short of saying maybe it's time to – you're talking about putting guys in the press box. Is that your answer here? And if so, I don't know where we've gone, how we've gotten to this point, especially with a guy like Jack Quinn, who just looked so lethal with the puck on a stick last season in spurts. And now it just looks like a player that's trying to find his game. And it feels like they've got too many examples of that this year on the roster to start the season.
Yeah, he was on an 82-game pace last year of 27 goals. You take his what he did in the few games that he played, take it over 82 games, that's a 27-goal pace. This guy is a goal scorer, but he's even really getting in position to score goals. A lot of fans have asked me and commented about his speed and lack thereof that have these two injuries, especially an Achilles. I mean, look at what Achilles does to football players.
You know,
it takes some of their speed away from them very often. I won't say every time, but very often, where they're not as fast as they used to be or they can't do what they used to be able to do. So I've asked Seth Appert about it, and I've asked Lindy Ruff about it, and they both didn't close the door on the idea. Lindy Ruff said, look, this is the first year I've had Jack Quinn, so I don't really have anything to compare it to.
I mean, it's on a baseline, right.
And when I asked Seth Appert about it, he didn't say, no, he's fine. He just said, there are a lot of guys who are having problems. You know, when I brought it up, he didn't really want to talk about it. So that's the question that I haven't been able to get answered is, has Jack Quinn lost a half a step? And that would matter, you know, as far as getting open and getting to areas to score goals. And but to a lot of people watching, they think he has lost a step, that he doesn't quite have the speed that he had before. So, and then the question is also, when we're talking about, because it's more common in football players, sometimes they do get it back, but it takes a year. You know, they have their rehab, and then they play for a year, and it's not the same, but then maybe it's the same the year after. So is that what we're witnessing here? Or are we all dreaming, and it's not a factor at all? You know, that's the thing. But he's trying to come off two major injuries, and for whatever the reason, it's just for the first 10 games of the season for him, he sat one game. It just hasn't worked yet for him. And you look at, you know, the Sabres, and I don't really put a lot of stock in plus-minus, but a lot of their players are in the plus, or even there are a few players in the minus, and Quinn's their worst at -4, you know. So, you know, the eye test and just the fact that he's been on the ice for more goals against and goals for, and the reason, you know, plus-minus isn't a great stat is, he was one of five guys on the ice. Sometimes you get a minus as you're changing. You know, you're a step from the bench and a goal scorer that has nothing to do with you, and you wind up getting a minus or something like that. But still, you know, when you've got other guys like Zucker, who's +9, Powers +9, Dahlin's +7, look at their points. So here, check that. I was looking in the wrong column. Joki Haru is +5. Thompson and Paterka are +4. Tuck is +4. When you got guys who are on the other end of the spectrum, it kind of sticks out when you guys sitting at -4.
Paul, you've got your game preview up at WGR550.com. So I'll get to this quick before I let you go. The Sabres, 9 goals in their last 2 games in Detroit. What are you looking at tonight against a Detroit team with a very similar record, 4-5-1, coming into this game, and I think an important conference game as well?
Yeah, they've given up in their last 2 games to Florida and the Islanders 9 goals after, you know, Lukanen had, you know, played for 2 games really well. And as I said, in the 5-3 win over Detroit, he was fine. He wasn't bad. He wasn't good. It was like one of those neutral games, you know, where he was all right. He was good enough to win, and that's the most important thing, to get the 2 points and win. It wasn't as good as the 2 games against Chicago, you know, in his last 2 games. Now Lukanen has given up 8 goals, and the team in their last 2 games have given up 9 goals. So, you know, Detroit is a team that also doesn't score a lot of goals. They're a little bit better at it than the Islanders are, but they're facing a team that's reeling and has lost three in a row. But does that matter? Because they were facing a team that was reeling even worse than Detroit last night, and they made them look like world beaters. But how much of that was the Islanders, and how much was that was the Sabres just basically handing them goals? And they, as I said, they handed them four goals. You hate to say that, well, the Islanders didn't earn it, whatever. Yeah, the Islanders were in the right place at the right time, and they did put the puck in the net, but they were just wide-open chances, breakaways, layups. I mean,
yeah, that fourth goal by Pagiu was, yeah, it was a tough one.
Yeah,
in that nobody, moment, no less.
But there's nobody in front of the net covering him. He's just there, wide open, it just like the power play goal. You know, that goal really irked Lindy Ruff. He talked about that goal at least three times last night, that last goal, because that's one of their problems of this year. They're leaving guys in front of the net wide open for no particular reason. In some cases, they have the guy covered, and then they leave him. But that's really what irked him, is that goal was scored pretty quickly after they had scored to pull within one, and they gave up that goal. It was just, he was really upset about that one, that here's a guy standing there by himself, ready to pop in a rebound.
All right, Mr. Hamilton. Well, I appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll look forward to hearing you on pregame with Mr. Koziel. And until next time, have a great weekend, my friend.
Yes, you too. Great talking to you.
You as well, my friend. That is Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline. I'm going to take a timeout. We've got another break to get to on the other side. We've got the 12 o'clock hour coming up where I'm talking some football with David Ferronis of the Sun Sentinel and Carl Jones of Channel 4 Sports. That's coming up next here. Carl on the other side at noon. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday live from Batavia Downs at the Legends and Stars Memorabilia Show. I'm Nate Geary. This is WGR.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.